Name's Helen Keller. And I wrote this letter, and Lisa has, there's going to be some, what do you want to call it, the same type of things, but you're going to have to bear with me. Mayor Pislanka, members of the council, and city manager and city clerk. I'm here today representing my parents and revisiting their tax assessment on their home and property on 1019 Case Avenue. I'm requesting the city to give them relief for the mistake made on their assessment from the time their home was built in 1994 until present day. In 2013, I approached the city council about three mistakes made on their assessment. Size of the building was 10 feet longer and the lower floor assessed as an apartment in the amount of $125,000 was added to their home. The administration decided to give a refund for the overstated value and the building size for the year of 2013. Their reasoning for not going back farther was the appeal period was passed and the tax records were closed. The city failed to address the first floor being assessed as an apartment. Upon reviewing two large assessment mistakes on Keller Marine Repair in 2017, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I do believe that the city really needs to know this. Number one, the assessment firm assessed our leased property for twice the amount of other vendors when their property was twice the size. Number two, our shop is comprised of four vans total. We were assessed more than other vendors who had 12 and 18 vans. You don't need a measure tape to calculate this mistake. It's pretty apparent by looking at our shop, comparing it to the other ones. This matter was discussed with the assessment firm, thus resulting in the state assessor contacting me. He informed me of the state statute 2945-500, refund of taxes. He mentioned the state statute of limitations being 6 years, but also said assessment law does not say an amount of time. He stated it's basically up to the city. This has brought us to where we are today. Now I'd like to share with you my opinion on this issue. In 2013, the city made it clear we were out of options with any further pursuit. Tax records were closed, appeal period passed. My parents have paid their taxes with due diligence, and to the best of my knowledge, have never been late. If the monies created from this mistake were in their pocket instead of the city's, they would have been able to invest in which way they seemed fit. So not only was this from 1994 to 2013, but also the last 6 years since they were wrongly informed that there was nothing they could do. I don't understand when an individual who has owed the city a large amount, such as a mortgage, the city has shown a soft heart and removed the debt. Whereas when my parents overpaid their taxes because of an assessor's errors, the city's decision to refund may be compromised. Actually, I'm surprised the assessor made any mistakes on my parents' property from the start in 1994. Because it is my understanding a building permit was filed and sent to the assessor for his records. Thus, this should have eliminated any errors. He had in his hands that permit that states the size and the use of the building. I would like to ask the audience, there's not very many of you guys here, and actually, give a show of hands.
Excuse me, Ms. Carr, sorry, you're just addressing the assembly right
okay,
now?
Okay, well, so I can address the assembly.
Perfect.
All right.
We're just going to listen, and you're yes. going to tell us your statement, and we'll listen to it. But there's not going to be a back and forth until we might
okay.
ask for some clarification, but we'll just keep going forward with your letter.
Okay. My parents received their tax bill and accepted the city's assessment was correct. After the issue in 2013, I carefully reviewed all of our tax cards, and we found comparables in the five cards I reviewed at all had large errors. Some in the favor of the city and some not. for instance, a comparable to my parents' home for 2018 showed a $100,000 addition error not in the city's favor. Most people assume that the assessor is accurate and don't check their property tax assessments unless there is a big hike. The city has written off debts owed to them on several occasions, while my parents, whom have been honest, paid their bills on time to the city, suffer consequences of an error caused by someone the city has hired. My parents are asking for the city to do their due diligence and refund all of the overpaid taxes from 1994, plus interest and cost of their accountant. Thank you for your time and your service to our city.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So, Lisa, do you have anything else you want to add on this?
No, I guess what I would say is if the assembly wants to entertain the full amount rather than just the 6 years, I would ask that it say the full time from 1994 through 2012 plus the interest through 2019, and then let us calculate it, because in the figures of the accountant that I looked at, there was actually a mistake not in the Backe's favor that I corrected in the calculations that I gave to you, and I would prefer to go over all of that with the Kellers and confirm the entire amount if that's what you guys would like to do.
Okay, open up to discussion and questions.
I would prefer, I would like to know it all before I make a decision. I want to know, you were talking about mistakes they made, or that the assessor made in favor of cities, and she was talking about not favor of the city. I have not seen from 1994 to date an actual value. It's not in here, is it?
Yeah.
The actual value with what she's talking about, mistakes and stuff?
If you look, I have dozens of pages of this information that I did not include in here because it would have been very difficult to have in the packet. So I apologize if you would have liked to have seen that. What I have for you here, if you look down attached, is what the accountant did for them and put the overpayment for each year and the interest accruing, compounding through currently. These figures are approximately correct, but what I can tell you is from the year 2007 and through 2012, what the accountant said was $259 was the overpayment, and what I actually calculated, and I did it several times to make sure, was that it should have been $264 instead of $259. So I'm thinking, if anything, there may be a minor difference here in these other overpayments from 1994. But Mrs. Keller is talking about in comparables, she has provided me with a copy of a tax card of an adjacent property owner, a comparable that shows, as she said, another error that she believes the assessor has made. That's a separate issue, but it begs the question as to why they were assessed as they were and this other person is being assessed as they were, because the most important thing in assessing is to make sure that comparables are assessed at an appropriately similar rate.
David.
So basically this amount that you have on top here that you're suggesting that we owe them or pay them back is for only 6 years?
It's for the 6-year statute of limitations from 2007 through 2012.
Okay.
With interest accruing, compounding all the way through 2019.
And the reason why we are not going all the way is because of state statutes?
Our attorney's recommendation that we stick with the statute of limitations. Not necessarily in this case, but if we make a decision to go all the way back with them, I mean, $12,000 is a lot of money.
And I understand that.
But we could have someone come up with an appeal that is significant, let's say a fish processor or something like that, on a far greater thing. And if we have set precedent by going all the way back, it could be a significant burden. That's why this is before you. But I specifically put what the Kellers are requesting and showed their math in here because this is a decision that I wanted you guys to be able to make with all the information.
Patty.
Well, my amendment to this, we should never pass a make a motion without a dollar amount. And so the overpayment, refund of overpayment of property taxes is very nebulous, and we just can't pass it that way.
If you'd like to amend it, that's perfectly fine.
Yes, but I don't know the actual dollar figure now. So
there's two on the table. There's one that the Backies are requesting, which is the $12,102.42, right? And then there's the one that you're suggesting, which is the total recommended payback to the Backies is $4,334.67. And that would be the 8% interest compounding annually for going back 6 years as the statute of limitation from 2013, correct?
Yeah, from 27 through 2012.
27 through
2012. With interest compounding through now.
But didn't you say that there were mistakes?
So
from
right,
259 to 264?
That's correct. I guess what I would say is that if the assembly, if you want a specific number, if the assembly would like a specific number and you are inclined to pay the full amount, I would ask that we postpone this and do a check on the math and come back to you with an exact number for the full amount. Because, as I said, the number that I did was based on 264 annually for those 6 years, not 259. So if we make that amendment to the $12,000 number, I don't know if there are other corrections in there that need to be made.
So, sorry, I'm just going to, it doesn't, I agree with Assembly Member Gilbert. We have to know what number it is exactly down to the penny that we're agreeing to in this motion. And I get that overall what we're saying is there's two possibilities.
Yeah.
There's one that the property owner would like, and there's one that you and the attorney are recommending. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's appropriate for us to just say we want program A over program B without having the numbers to insert there.
So, Mr. Mayor, if I may, if the assembly wants to amend the motion to go with administration's recommendation, the number is 4334.67.
That's based on $264.
That's correct.
Annually.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay, that's based on the new number. Okay, good. Okay.
If the assembly would like to consider the full amount dating back to 1994, I would request that we postpone this and we will come back to you with a number.
And our attorney is advising us that if we were to make this retroactive outside of the statute, the state statute of limitation of 6 years, we have the potential to assume a liability from 30 years ago on somebody's house at 8%, it's the 8% interest that kills you.
Correct.
$3,706 in overpayment, and the interest is $8,396. Okay. So, I mean, that's to limit the liability. That's a part of it. I guess we all need to look a little closer at our assessments too. Does anybody want to amend the motion? David?
So in this document, I mean, we got here in front of us, it says 2007 to 2012 was a 13 mil rate. What was the millage rate from 1994 to 2007?
I'll have to look back and see. We have that information. It has changed. It has fluctuated through the years.
Was that all calculated into all this?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's where the numbers vary so wildly.
Okay, and then, so basically what you're telling us is if we go to the total amount, we are basically putting the city in liability.
You're setting a precedent that says you will go back past the statute of limitations. And
is this the our attorney's recommendation, that $4,000-something?
The attorney originally said the six-year statute of limitations. Then he actually said, oh, wait, there may be something that's 2 years. I confirmed with the state assessor this year that the common practice used by municipalities when they are giving a tax refund is the six-year statute of limitations. He did also say that some have also gone back to the beginning.
Okay, and then just to confirm this, I mean, you got numbers down here from 07, or actually Helen does, I believe, from in 2013 all the way up, there is zero overpayment. So is that when it all got corrected?
That's correct.
Okay.
And so what they're saying here, again, just to reiterate, is that we'd be taking 6 years back from 13 because that's when they first brought the problem forward.
That's correct.
Okay, but I have one more question though.
You bet.
On that 000, there's interest.
That's compounding interest compounding for what was owed from the previous years.
On those years is also compounding on top of those years that was not overpaid.
Yes.
Right.
So the interest continues to compound on what they overpaid in previous years. Yes.
So in essence, we're going back six, almost 12 years. We'd be going back with the interest.
Yes, we're going
because
back
because we're recognizing
from 2007 to 2019 in interest, but the overpayment in taxes would just be 2007 through 2012.
Is anybody interested in making an amendment to the motion, or are we going to vote this up or down?
I'm going to say something. My gut instinct is to you, anytime that, whether to me, city is a business, okay? And in any business, if you make a mistake one way or the other, you either go to the person or you own up to your mistake. So my problem is not owning up to our mistake. I understand what the attorney says about setting precedents, but if we were owed money, we'd go after it diligently as possible. Now, okay, this is where I'm coming from. So this is very hard to tell backies and that, well, we're sorry, 6 years is over, you lose your money. So to me, I'm sorry, but this is very hard. I'm going to vote, in my opinion, I'm going to say no to the amount of what you're telling us to do.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is if we're going to move forward with this, if nobody wants to make an amendment to the motion, then we're going to put this out if there's any further discussion. And what we'll have to bring it back in a form that if we say no to the motion, we're saying we're not interested in moving forward with this number.
I would ask you to do, if you want a clear numbers for the full time from 1994 to now, along with the six-year recommendation to compare, I would ask that you postpone this item and let us come back with that for you. If I would ask you not to vote this down. I would ask you to either postpone or amend the motion to do something with it.
I would also like to have a consultation with our attorney because I think this opens us up to a great bit of peril financially, and that if we have other issues out there and those issues are back from the beginning of time, we could be out many hundreds of thousands of dollars paying people back. And would I like to see that? Yes. But do I want to see our city go bankrupt because our assessor did a poor job? No. I mean, it's not the amounts that we're talking about. The assessment was off, well, 268, you know, in the 1 year, and those numbers are small. It's the compounding interest, and if you took that 8% and stuck it back 40 years or 50 years over what people find, it would be really to your advantage to go back and start to really look back through those. And we've set a precedent. You can go back to the 1900s and move your way forward. And so I'm very, in terms of protecting I want to honor the backies, but at the same time, we have to protect the city and be cautious how we proceed with this, because we could be flooded with requests for reimbursements with the 8% interest.
Can I point a clarification?
Yes.
If we're going to be bringing this back, and even if this is going to be approved this evening, is this considered a manifest error? Because if it is, it should be in the form of a resolution.
Two things. It's squishy. Our assessor said he did not believe it was a manifest error, which I alluded to in the agenda statement. First he said it was, then he said it wasn't. I spoke to the state assessor today, and Helen Keller has also spoken to the assessor. There is no clear definition of what a manifest error is. And so the state assessor today said he believed this could be considered a manifest error. He said, as a rule, those are brought forward with resolutions, but he also said, so long as it is clear that that the governing body is the one that took action on this, and that's in the record, that it was probably okay. So if the clerk is more comfortable bringing it back as a resolution, we certainly can do that.
Kim?
I am, because it tells the story, and also the manifest error in the past, when we make it changes the tax roll, which is a 50-year retention document. So
that's a 50-year retention
50
document. 50-year. Senator Gilbert.
I'd like to make another proposal that we task the borough manager to meet with the Backes and their representative and come to some agreement between the $4,400 and the $12,000 and come back to us at our next regular assembly meeting.
We certainly can entertain that.
You can again, incorporate the attorney.
Yeah, I think we need to consult with our attorney very carefully, because I want this body to understand the ramifications of our decision mm-hmm. today and the impact that that could have on this borough and city moving forward.
May I ask a clarifying question? Do you want the attorney on the phone at the next meeting, or do you want him to write an opinion letter related to this?
Well, I hate to spend attorney money, but I would like to see if during your meeting with the Backes and their representative, if you come to some conclusion, some resolution, that pass it through the attorney then and see if that is a liability to the city in the future.
Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes, go ahead.
Are you asking me to negotiate with the Backes?
Yes.
Okay, to see if we can... Okay.
Well, a precedent on that to me... See, the non-squishy part of this to me is that the Backes came forward in 2013.
Correct.
And said, hey, problem. We said, hey, fix it. But... And so, in some ways, at that point, we said, all right, the statute of limitation of the 6 years is back from there. Because you identified the problem, we missed out, we're saying, we'll go back 6 years from there. So we're living to our six-year rule. So if by the sounds of it, Ms. Keller was able to find three other issues within the assessments. So basically what we're saying is that you have an opportunity to review your stuff, and you can go back 6 years and make corrections. But you can't go more than 6 years. So that's why this is unique, because we're trying to recognize that was identified in 2013. They said, whoa, we got a problem.
And was not dealt with appropriately.
That's why we're even entertaining this. Because if it was anybody else coming forward right now, we would say six years.
If I wanted to take a hard line, in my opinion, an inappropriate hard line with this, I would say 6 years back from 2019 is 2012. We'll entertain 2012.
Right,
that's inappropriate.
And
that's,
I think you're right. Being incredibly appropriate by looking at it that mm-hmm. way. But I don't want to get confused with that. Looking back those 6 years with, that's what we should do with everybody and just go unlimited. That's right. A scary proposition.
I agree.
Jim, sorry, go ahead, Jim.
Is there any liability on the assessor? Because my problem with this is they made the mistake, we paid them for a service, and now 10 years later, 20 years later, we're having to repay with 8% interest.
Lisa?
I'll have to ask the attorney about that.
Okay.
Well, I think that's why they have the Board of Equalization established.
I have a problem with somebody else making a mistake, especially when we paid for that service, the city paid for the service, and then since the mistake was made 20 years later, we pay for it again.
Well, and then the fact that it was brought in 2013 as a mistake and it wasn't dealt with correctly.
So, I guess with where we're at right now, Assemblymember Gilbert has requested that we send this back to be discussed. I would caution on going into a negotiation because I think that will set a precedent to negotiate every tax issue that we have. And we will be stuck in, Lisa will be spending her time doing nothing but negotiating. I would much prefer that we have a clear, and I think that's what the city manager has done, is to try to create a clear proposal for us to speak about tonight. I can't make an amendment to the motion, but I would certainly entertain an amendment to the motion, or we can send this, Kim, table it, or...
Can postpone it if you want it to come back to the next meeting.
So let's make a decision to table or amend.
What direction?
So can I?
Yep, sorry.
Move to postpone?
So it has been moved to postpone this motion.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
I need to ask some clarification.
Sorry, can we just finish? I just want to finish with this before. So it's been moved to postpone. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. So discussion. Lisa?
So I want some clarification. Mr. Mayor, if I may second your comment and respond to Assemblymember Gilbert, I too am very concerned about the idea of negotiation. If the borough repays taxes, it should be based on an absolute. It should be based on overpaid taxes, associated interest, and whatever fees the payer has incurred or whatever we decide, just the taxes, no interest, whatever it may be. But to negotiate, I think, opens the door wide open for stuff that we don't have any ability to quantify. The second thing I would ask is, are you asking me to come back with the number for the full time? Calculated, making sure that there are no additional errors in there.
I will let you take that, Jim. You've moved.
Yes. Both the full number and also, because like what David was saying, were the mill rates correct? This is their figuring. This isn't the city's figuring, is my understanding. So I want to make sure that all these numbers are correct for both your proposition of the 4,000 and change and the 12,000 and change.
Okay. Yes, we'll confirm all of those things from mill rate and all of that. Yes.
So Lisa, does that answer your question about what you want coming back?
It does. I have one more question, if I may, sir, to the clerk, if that's okay. And this is more of a process question. Are we okay to bring this back in the form of a resolution if they just postpone it, or should they?
Yeah,
it can
come back as a resolution, but I'm concerned because the assembly isn't sure which way they want to go, and so you're going to bring it back as a resolution. How?
Probably two different resolutions.
Or we leave a blank, and you amend to fill in the number.
Because the resolution's going to tell the story about the way that the assembly wants to go.
So I can bring the resolution.
I'm going to let Assemblymember Paul speak.
We talked about the attorney. Mm-hmm. I would like a written opinion. Okay, I don't want him on the phone. I would like a written opinion on the situation to give to us.
I think that's an excellent idea. Then we've got it.
Okay, so we have a motion to postpone and with a recommendation for a written opinion. And I think we can just take that as a recommendation and a head nod for people. But I'd like to move this motion off of the floor if we're done discussing specifically on the motion.
I can also get additional information from the state assessor.
Perfect. Can we have a roll call on the motion to postpone?
Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. And now we would...
Can I just add something?
Yep, go ahead.
Could you also check with the assessor's company and see if they are in any way liable for this type of mistake?
That'll be with the attorney.
Okay.
Okay. So... Lisa,
just a point of clarification.
Yes.
Sorry. So at the next meeting, it's going to be an opinion for the assembly, but there's no resolution.
Yes. I'll bring a resolution and
based off of the attorney's opinion.
Yes.
If I could just, I would personally prefer this to come back. I know you want a resolution, but in a motion so that we can discuss and fill in. I know we can with a resolution, but can we leave blanks within the resolution?
So what I will base the number that's in the resolution probably on a recommendation from the attorney.
Okay.
It'll be an administrative recommendation, and if the assembly wants to change the number, you'll have what you need to do so.
Okay, so we'll be able to make amendments.
Yeah, you'll be able to make an amendment.
Okay, so we will get that, and Lisa, we're directing you to contact the attorney.
Yeah, understood.
I'm going to leave this one now, and I would like to take a 10-minute break, and we'll adjourn at 8:13, and we will recess at 8:13, and we'll come back in at 8:24. $7 in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050I, and authorized contingency funding in the amount of $30,293 for a total cost up to $450,000.
Move to approve sole source purchase of fire pumper truck from Hughes Fire Equipment, Pierce, in the amount of $419,707 in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050I, and authorized contingency funding in the amount of $30,293 for a total cost up to $450,000.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to give us a little preamble to this, and then maybe Fire Chief can come up and we'll...
Sure. As the Assembly is aware, we were granted a community development block grant for purchase of a new fire truck, and the fire department has been working diligently to work through the procurement process, and after having considered the idea of going out for competitive bid, they were able to find this pre-existing government contract, pre-bid situation, and it's from a company that has a supplier, I shouldn't say a supplier, but a representative on the West Coast. It's a brand that our maintenance staff is familiar with, so there is a lack of new training there, and they've been able to work with one of the providers under the pre-cleared under this contract to get an appropriate proposal on a fire truck, and that is all here in front of you. And so the in conformance with our municipal code, the administration is requesting the ability to sole source under this pre-existing government contract for the new fire pumper truck. And if you have any questions on the details of that pumper truck, I would ask the fire chief to come up and...
Well, he's come all the way down here, so let's get him up there and we can get some questions to him. Can you... Tim, would you mind explaining a little bit about this sole source? I'm kind of an anti-sole source guy, so I'd like to hear how you're guaranteeing we're getting the best price.
It's a it's like a government program where the... in this particular case, that truck was broken out into, I think, 51 pages with different options and stuff, and it was actually bid, I don't know where they would bid to, but it was bid out, so you can go back and you can look on the 51 pages, and you can put this truck together like the truck is put together on the documents. It's the same similar program to what we just did, or the turnout gear with that we purchased for the last couple of budget cycles, you know, which saved us, you know, on the about $50,000 that we paid for turnouts, it saved us at least $10,000 or more.
Mr. Mayor, if I, yeah. I could add, what the contract that they're working under is very similar to the state contract. So the state puts out a bid for police vehicles and, you know, yellow iron and all of these things, and they put a bid out and they receive bids back, and they have preferred providers that have been cleared as the lowest responsive bidders. And municipalities can join on to that state contract. Well, this is an association that you can join that does this on behalf of a large grouping of states and municipalities, and anybody that joins the association can get on the back of one of these pre-bid arrangements, and that's what the fire department is asking to do.
Okay. Does it, just on the truck itself, does it include, is it going to have the goodies on it? Is that,
does it have what?
Like the goodies, the ladder, the
bike poles,
that's $450 just for the wheels and a bumper.
Yeah, I think it comes with the ladders, but, you know, like the axes and the fire extinguishers and the all of the different parts and pieces. Yeah, mm-hmm. It does not. But on a side note, Juno just did two trucks about 3 years ago, and they were $1.2 million each.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe we should get one of those.
Yeah. Sure. We're a little short. You know, also on here, using the prepayment with the contract saved us, you know, $15,000. We will be flying a couple of volunteers as long as they have a CDL, which they knocked out $5,800, but we'll have an expense on there that it won't be, I don't think, at $5,800, but it will be an expense that we'll be adding to that and using that contingency to do that with. Dee Dee is currently in the firefighters conference in Ketchikan. The Scott Air Pack people are there. There's a chance that we might be able to get some Scott Air Packs to go with this truck. And it's the same kind of deal as the city of Anchorage is changing out. They're buying 325 of them, and there are several other communities. And they've asked us if we would like to get on with that. So we'll see kind of how that goes and some of the contingency may be able to use on that.
Well, I'll vote yeah, as long as you mean go pick it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Nice little Florida drive.
That's a long drive. I don't know if I want to make that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Any other questions for the chief? Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? I guess I just want to say I am really opposed to sole source, and but I appreciate that this is a program that took and bid the components, and the components, I didn't realize when you look at this bid sheet here how many little individual, from a chrome hook to whatever it is, lock washer there, and so I'm confident that this is going to produce the least expensive possible truck for us. So, all right, full vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Just ask Chief Vanessa to wait till the end of the meeting just in case we have any other questions on this item that we might revisit it.
When I was the acting city manager for the 2 days, I had already signed the PO.
We got two trucks coming.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. He will not be acting again as the manager or the fire chief.
Dog catcher.
Okay, so we are now going to move item J up next, and item J is approval of use of maintenance funding by the Wrangell Public School District for HVAC control system in the amount of $70,000.
Move to approve the use of maintenance funding by Wrangell Public Schools District for HVAC control system in the amount of $70,000.
Second.
We move the seconded. Lisa, can give us a run through on this real quick?
Yeah, in the FY20 budget, the Assembly approved $100,000 specific for reimbursement to the school district for a maintenance project, and the school district has chosen to request first the ability to do new control systems for the HVAC systems at the buildings, going with Meridian. That's the same system that we just installed in the Nolan Center, and I believe also previously in the pool. So this will help make several of the buildings in our community consistent in terms of HVAC control systems. This is a $70,000 upgrade project, and so the school district is requesting reimbursement through the maintenance program that we put aside for them. As I indicated in the agenda statement, because this is a $70,000 project, normally it would have hit the threshold for our capital project, but it was not chosen as one of the priority projects. We have surface improvement projects, pavement surface improvement projects in the budget for capital project for this year for the school. So that is why they're coming to us with this as a maintenance request. Otherwise, normally it would be a capital project. I will add also that they will be coming back to us shortly. It was about $9,500 for brickwork up front that they've been doing as well.